We are live on the Let's Get Stupid show. I'm inside my bunker currently, inside the HFB bunker, and the man known as TK Tom Callis is in parts unknown.
Parts unknown, also in an office, hiding.
Just like the Ultimate Warrior, correct?
Yep, parts unknown. We're getting it in, though. It's all that matters.
I have our sponsor on the bottom of the screen there.
Oh, feelings of genitals.
Can you see that, Tommy?
Yeah, that's good. That does. That is a nice feeling.
All right, let's get our regular sponsor up there, huh? Where's our regular? Here's our sponsorship, right? Nope, wrong one. That's Massonomics.
Shit.
God dang it. This one, correct?
Perfect.
There we go. Read it off, Tommy.
GeneralLeatherCraft.com. Matt Hayden at Pioneer underscore Fit on Instagram. Go there for all your little belt needs. Wraps, straps, t-shirts, and hats. You name it, leather or apparel. He has it. Coming out with a new shirt. Black on black, Jordan style one. Him and I think Dan Bell came up with. So if you want to get one of those shirts, black on black, order now. And might as well throw in a belt or something while you're at it. Support him. He supports us.
There we go, buddy. That was quick. Hold on. Let me get the other one up there you have.
Let me wait on you.
There we go.
Sub-zero punch. Code be better or stupid gets you $500 off. Also can DM me for a price shipped to your house. Best cold plunges both sides of Mississippi.
Bam.
Bam.
What else we got on here, Tommy? Nothing?
That's it. That's all who want us.
That's it. That's it. That's all she wrote. All right. You ready to wrap this sumbitch up? We got another weekend. We told you we would. We always do. We always come through, even when we have a ton of shit going on. I literally just got back from two girls softball practices, one that I coached, and went right in, grabbed like a food to go, ate it on the way down to the bunker, plugged everything in. Got Callis on here.
Bam.
Here we go. Callis and parts unknown.
Yeah, I ran your mom all day, dude.
What did you just say about my mom?
I ran around playing Mr. Mom.
Oh, I thought you said you ran something into my mom. I was going, Jesus, those are fighting words, Callis.
No, ran the kids around, went to pick up, drop off. Good times.
Good times had by all. We are supposedly expecting Jacob Ross. If I did send that correctly, Tom, can you look at that? Is that his right? Do you still have that thing on your phone? Is that his right address that was sent to?
Well, let's see if it kicks me off this thing then.
Well, don't get kicked off. Let me look it up. Well, here, I can't on here. I don't even know.
Yeah, text him on your phone because he just said I'm ready when you are waiting for link.
Well, okay, well, maybe I'll send him another one. Maybe it did not work, you know.
Well, text him to make sure the links, his email's right. That's what I'm saying. Pretty sure. I don't know. He texts me, but I'm afraid if I try to text him, it'll
keep me. I gotcha. What's his name again, Tom?
Jake from State Farm.
Oh, here it is. It's Jacob Ross. Text me your email. Must have been the wrong email or something. Yours went right through. Everything was correct. You press one link and it goes right there.
Yeah, I thought I gave you the right one, but hard saying not knowing, you know. I'm not in my office. I'm in a different office.
Here we go, Tommy. So what's going on, Tom? Where have you been? What's been going on this week? I saw a lot of things on the internet about you.
About what?
About what? I saw you post a picture of a garage stall or something saying you're going to have a gym.
Well, I might. Me and Jacob might open a gym.
Are you kidding me? You can't see what I'm doing on the screen right now, can you, Tom?
No, Finn, I'm a guest.
Because I'm on a different screen. Jacob. Oh, I better not say it out loud. I mean, that's the exact one I just sent. I'll resend it again.
Yeah, I thought it was right. Maybe it went to spam or something.
Yeah. Bada bing, bada boom. He should be on in no time. Yeah, so what's going on with this? Or you want to wait till Jacob gets on here and talk about it?
Yeah, I can start off, but yeah, Jacob will hop on and he can add to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Me and Jacob always thought about opening a gym, but I was like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe one day, you know, find a spot, something like, and just make it like, you know, not 100 members, like, cap the members, do something.
Cap small, a cabana.
People we could trust, you know, and just call it a day. Pay the rent, pay the utilities, and be done.
Yeah. No, you said it's not far from 47.
So, yeah, it's right by Pete's Hot Dogs.
Yeah, Pete's Hot Dogs was one of my favorites as I was a kid growing up. Pappy would take me there all the time. You know, right after that, we'd stop at the Winner's Circle on the way home, have a beer. I'm about 6, 7 years old, been doing that until it closed recently. I don't know, within the last 5, 10 years. Very famous hot dog stand.
Right down the road, right there. So, yeah, and the location's like, you know, real close to my house. So, like, that's nice. It's a pretty good little spot. Rent's kind of high. So I'm going to see if the guy, see if the space works, right? I only looked like through the windows like a peeping Tom. But see if the space is going to be big enough. See what Jacob thinks, just because rent's kind of high. So, but he's like, well, it's a great location, because I talked to the guy on the phone today.
Yeah.
Great location. A lot of people see it. And I go, yeah, but I don't want a lot of people there. I don't want, like, that's not the reason for them. The only reason I'm going to that spot is because it's by my house.
Right. Yeah. That is a great location for you then.
Yeah. It's a good
location. Cause it's by your house.
Right. Yeah.
And what do you plan on doing? Just bringing your own equipment in there and you and Jacob Ross and building out from there?
Yeah. We'll combine gyms there. We should have enough equipment to outfit the whole thing, and then we'll just upgrade. We got to probably get he's got a decent pull down machine, but maybe something kind of like yours where you can adjust it like that. And then a dumbbell rack, you know, 5 through 100 pounds or whatever.
No, you guys have enough weights to have a really good start no matter what. And then, you know, keep putting stuff back into the gym, keep growing it. Right.
Yeah. That's, we already talked about, like, if we make money in a year, cool. I go, but let's just see if we can break even. And then, you know, if we got a couple $100 excess every month, we'll put it in a little pot. And then if people don't like the leg press, we'll upgrade it to a new one. Or people will, hey, it'd be nice to have this. Okay. We'll wait a month or two and then we'll get it. Kind of one of those style gyms, you know.
Now, you're not going to charge Cowboy Cam money to train there, are you?
Everybody's going to be charged. I'm going to be charged.
What?
Yep.
Cam is going to be okay with this?
Yeah, he already said he'd do it. He goes, I'll buy a membership right now. Talk to him today.
Are you serious? Well, in that case, I hate to tell him this, but we're charging memberships at the barn now. It'll be $600 a year, Cam. So be prepared for your yearly membership starting next week.
Yeah. Sorry, Cam.
I'm sorry, bud. This is what we're doing. We're just putting it back into the gym, bud.
Yep. Got to get a new house for Shanks.
Yeah. Shanks needs a new house and a food. This kid eats a lot of food and shits a lot. So we need, you know, a nice, beautiful place to shit. Maybe a golden toilet or something, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Jacob Ross just got back to me. Said he is about to join.
Good. So yeah. He can get him about it. But I talked to the owner today. He's a local 150 operator. So similar. Seemed like a good guy. I just got to see if I can negotiate the rent down, and it's just fucking high, man. It's like, I wanted to start with something like half the cost, but this place is a real good spot, like clean bathroom, like we're just a poor gym, and it's like some shitty fucking toilet in the corner. You know, and this place has got 2 bathrooms, an office front.
Hold on, it does?
Yeah, it's got an inside the office bathroom and inside the gym bathroom, or gym.
Oh, I didn't think you had it. Is that a different place, Tommy, than you said last week? You said there's no bathrooms.
Yeah, last week I went, like, I drove by, like a flyby this one place, and I'm like, oh, that could work. You know, it's 5 bays. Maybe you got to add a bath. But then when I went there, it was 5 single bays.
Oh, shit.
Storage shed or storage garage.
Yeah.
I go, this is obviously, it's not going to work. So then I'm like, well, I'll just drive around. Maybe there's something, you know, I never really look for places for rent. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? You drive, you just go somewhere.
Yeah.
So I was like, look, well, maybe I'm just not seeing something. I just drive right down the road and it's right there. I'm like, okay. It's just, you know, it's just expensive. I'd have to, you know, see what the membership people who, you know, who would pay for it, kind of get an idea of, we can get, you know, half the utilities covered, you know, right away, based, not the utilities, the rent and utilities covered right away. I think it'd be worth it. If we get 10 members, then we fall flat in their face every day. So,
Well, it seems like I'm sure. I mean, Jacob Ross is good with that shit too. You know, he helped run a gym. What, he helped run Barbell Brigade, right, when it first started?
He'll have to ask him about Barbell Barbell Brigade. I know he had, I think, Elite. What the fuck was it? The sports performance gym up north. He ran that for a long time, but this would be
before he came to Illinois. He said he did.
Yeah, I know he helped with Barbell Brigade, but I don't know if he just helped with like new ideas and it was already there.
Oh, well, I'm sure he learned a lot from it.
You know,
Ross is not a bad guy to have in your corner.
Right. That's why we like to go 50-50 on stuff. Yeah. So, you know, we could turn it into more some sports stuff for like kids and stuff. Maybe Jacob runs classes out of it too. We'll see. I just kind of want low key, dude. I don't want 100 members. I don't want to make, you know, I don't need to make thousands and thousands every month.
God. Tom, do you see who's on the bottom of the screen? Can you see that, Tom, or no?
I'm a guest. I can't see that.
You can't? I thought you can on your screen. Okay. Hold on. Holding on. I'm adding somebody to the stage right now and about to talk about. Is he live? Can you hear us?
I don't know what to do with my hands.
He stole Cam's glasses.
What, is he naked?
Hey, Cam stole my glasses, okay?
Why is he so... What happened, Tom? You just kick him off the stage? How did he just get kicked off the stage that quick? All right, you're back on the stage, bud. Everybody's live, and it's working, Tom. Look at this. I told you I can run this damn show.
Not uploaded yet.
That is true. Very true.
Hey, I'm older than Cam. I had these glasses in college a long time ago. Cam was in diapers when I had these glasses, okay? Ooh.
Jesus.
All right, take it easy, Ross.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he comes on here and just starts going nuts right away. I mean, you know what he looks like right now? He looks like the old tight end for the fucking Patriots. He looks like Rob Gronkowski right now. What the fuck? Fucking Gronkowski over there. Speaking of Barbell Brigade, look at that damn shirt he's got on, Tom.
Yep.
That's an old one.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Did you help run the Barbell Brigade?
So I met Bart and Gio in 2016 when Luol signed with the Lakers. And the very first day I was there, I just went to check it out to see if it would be a good place for Lou to train because the Staples Center is like 10, 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
And we like to lift after games a lot. We were one of the first people that I know of to lift after a game so we could maximize recovery.
That's a lie. Tom Finn was doing that back in high school. Are you kidding me? Pal, was back in 1999. Happy to have me running wind sprints and we lost.
Oh, perfect. Well, you know, back when Lou was leading the league in minutes for the Bulls, you know, under Tibbs.
Thibodeau was a great coach. Love the
guy. Yeah, I mean, but he ran those guys hard, and we figured it'd be better to lift right after the game so we get, you know, another extra night of recovery, essentially. So, so we wanted to do the same thing in L.A., and I went to Barbell, and I saw Bart and Gio. They were deadlifting right next to me, and the thing that I really was really impressed by was not their strength, strong people, but was the fact that nobody came up and bothered them. Nobody was asking for pictures. Nobody was like, hey, can we do this? Like, they were just allowed to train and train hard. And like for Lou, obviously that's, you know, being on the Lakers, big city, you know, you want him to be able to come in and get a workout. And so after I worked out, I didn't say anything. I just paid my, you know, visitor's pass, whatever. And afterwards I went up to the manager and I was just like, hey, if I wanted to bring in a Lakers guy, would it be okay? They're like, oh my gosh, yeah, of course. Like whatever you need, da, 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 da. So that started a good relationship with them. And yeah, I ended up consulting for them. So I helped redesign the gym. I helped streamline some equipment things, streamline some supplement sales. I helped them actually develop their pre-workout and their multivitamin. And then I've also written a few small training books for them.
Bragger. Yeah, no, that's what I was telling Tom. He just didn't. I mean, you told us a couple times, but it was a long time ago. I don't remember what you did for him. But then you came to Illinois and then helped run a gym too, right?
Well, that's what I came here originally. I came to a gym called EFT, which is shut down now. Like, you know, all good gyms, they have their run, right? And then they seem to go away. Yeah. But that's what I came here originally to do in Highland Park. And that's where I first started training pro athletes. And I ran that gym for 6 years. And I grew it. When I came, our revenue was like 400,000, something like that, as a gym. When I left, we were doing 1.8 million. Same space.
That's
same
not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So
yeah, yeah. Take that, Tom. That sounds like a pretty good setup there. Jesus. So now you're going to take this. What? How big is this place, Tom?
So I talked to the guy on the phone today. Me and Jacob haven't connected today because I've been busy.
Here we go. You're hearing it live right now on the show, then, right?
The gym.
This is great.
When I calculated it with my steps, it was about 1250, 1200, like right around there. So, in my gym for you know, kind of your guys' idea, is about 780. So it'd be, you know, 25-30% bigger than my. And then it has a bathroom in the gym, and then a bathroom in the office, which is, there's probably about 700 square foot of office space upstairs and downstairs.
You guys are hearing this here first. This is an LGS exclusive, boys, right here. Exclusive right here. First time even the co-owner is hearing about this. He's over there sipping on that weird drink.
Yep. I got my Huck Finn shaker. I got my Bucky's, whatever this thing's called. I'm good to go on.
You're in a hydration corner there.
Hydration corner. Double fisting it on the hydration.
Damn. Hydration fucking bunker over there.
But yeah, I'm excited. I think we're going to see that spot tomorrow, right, Tom?
Yeah, I texted him like an hour ago, and I said, can you meet us there in the afternoon? He said, like, no problem, like 1:15. He's like, just text us or text when you're on your way, and then he's going to send his old lady out there to open it up for us because they'll be working. So,
well, let's get to the bottom of this. What does your wife think about this, Tom? Does she think this is a good idea?
Yeah, Amber loves it.
She does.
She's a little hesitant at first, like, you know, a little rent, especially with the rent price. But I think she's like all in it now. She's like, I think that'd be so cool. And all the kids are getting a little older now, so they'll be at school almost, or should be, they'll all be at school next year full time, or next fall, I should say. So it's like we'll have time to go there and train, get the garage back. And I just think it'll be a good environment. And like, people want to train with me. People want to train with Jacob. People want to train with Cam. Like, I'm cool with some people coming to my house when the garage right. doors mm-hmm. and, you know, pissing, you know what I mean? It's like,
oh yeah.
Oh, it's like, this is not a real, like, it's cool when I know the five people that are trained there and they know my kids.
Yeah.
Like, I want to open up to more people. We've always had people want to train with us. And I'm always like, yeah, it's my house, dude. My children. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, now I could be. We basically have a spot in between me and Jacob, a little bit closer, right down the road from Jacob, where we could bring people in. We could do some personal training. We can, you know, kind of open the gym up a little bit. Again, more exclusive as far as the member rate, but like, you do seminars, we could sell Huck Finn Barbell, you know, your supplements, HFB supplements in the front. We could do
unicorn juice.
We could do, we can do more stuff with our apparel, which we got some new stuff coming out real soon. Me and Jacob. We're working with a marketing guy actually today on some stuff, so like we can sell that stuff there. Kind of like in a little office front for both of us to do what we need to do.
Now, what does Jacob Ross's wife think about this?
Her opinion is the same. Do whatever you want.
I thought you were going to say her opinion does not matter.
No, it matters. But
Jesus, her opinion does not matter.
No. At this point, she it's same thing when I change cars every month. Oh, you know, God. She's just like, you know, whatever you want to do.
Well, that's nice.
As long as it makes sense, go for it. So,
yeah, I know the guy would change. How many gyms are you guys going to change in like, you know, a year? Be your seventh gym in 1 year. We're changing locations again. We are now currently in St. Charles. Now we're in Geneva. Now we're in Big Rock.
No, we'll try to. The only way I think I can negotiate price is if we do a longer lease. You know, if you do. 2-3 years, probably get the price down a little bit, which would help us just as we're starting.
Jeez, two to three years is a long time, man.
Yeah, but you do a 1 year lease, it's like, you know, by the time you get set up and rolling, you're, you know, 11 months in, and then it's like, okay, now when you go to re-up your lease, most likely is going to be an increase.
Yeah.
So the 2 to 3 years can be a little daunting, but you're like, well, we're paying the same for, call it 3 years, and maybe we can get it for a couple $100 cheaper, which us, you know, 5-10 grand in the long run, and it's not an increase. Yeah. You know, whenever it ends, it can be increased or you can be kicked out. So I think the smartest move is to do at least 2, maybe 3 years, depending on the price of it. And then try to, you know, see what we can build out of the place. 2-3 years is, you know, that'll fly by anyway. And I think we can get a good grip on training other people, whatever we want to do out of the gym, and see if we do need to expand at that point.
Seems like Tom's been listening to a lot of Grant Cardone.
I've listened to Grant Cardone for like 7 years.
I knew it.
Well, he'd be saying buy the building, don't rent it.
Oh yeah. Hold on. Where else are we going with this? Jacob Ross, your wife said it's okay, right?
Yeah, like I said she's not worried about it.
Tom's wife's on board. What about Cam's wife?
Well, they're not married yet.
That's a good call.
And $150 will cover it right up. So
that's another good call right there. Why does he look like Rob Gronkowski today? He never looked like him before until today. It must be the room he's in. What room are you in, Ross?
This is my office. Your den? This is my office, and you can see my. Oh boy, the camera's backwards. Hold on, let me flip this way. You can see my Ninja Turtles. Hold on, there we go. It's mirrored. You see my Ninja Turtles, balloon back there.
Yes, that's nice.
Yep.
You know, beautiful office.
I got, don't worry, I have some things that I always like to play with, you know, when I'm
supposed to be. What the heck is that? Scuba. Oh,
Wolverine.
Scuba Steve? Oh, that's Wolverine. Yeah, I can hit my hands.
Yeah, it's Wolverine when he came out of the tank, but he's clothed, of course. It's good. And then
it's like the 40-year-old virgin over here.
Yep, that's exactly what it's like. And then look, I got the thing here.
What the fuck is this? Yep. The thing.
And then, here's a good one.
Cool toys.
All the old school folks. Boom, 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 boom. G.I. Joe submarine.
I like how he even says it, like the 40-year-old virgin. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, look what I got over here.
I have Guile from Street Fighter.
What a collection, man. This is awesome.
He's bragging.
He's bragging big time.
Yeah, you know, I'm just bragging since I'm wearing my tank top and my original blue blockers, just in a bragging mood tonight, I guess.
Let me do a little showing off myself. I ain't got nothing here. I don't know what I got. A Hulkamania autograph picture above my head. That's about it. And picture of me and Tom Kellis at the old garage.
Pretty good.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. I do have something up here. Hold on. Hold on. Look at this, boys. The big boss man doll I do have back here, huh?
Is that Paul Blart?
No, that's the big boss man, the old WWE wrestler.
It's amazing.
That's who Boss Man was named after.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Now I do.
From Stone Mountain. He's from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Don't forget that.
I have a regular Nintendo WWF game, and Big Boss Man is on there.
Are you kidding me? At your house?
Yep. Hacksaw's Jim Duggan.
Oh, God. What am I hearing of?
Yo, it's everybody. It's the best.
I got to come over there someday and play that.
I'll bring it to you. I also have Cadbury Cream Eggs ready to go.
Oh, but God.
Stupid Tom has to work tonight, but I was going to – I have
a next week.
Extra next Cadbury week. Cream Eggs.
We'll eat them live on the air.
I've got 2 packs left, so we've got to do it next week or else it's not going to make it to the next.
Yeah, we're going to do Tom's house on par right now. Plan is next week at Tom's together. Yep, okay. Together forever.
I will hold them for that.
Thank you very much. We'll eat them live on the air. Cream pies all around. Now let's get on a more serious note here. We have to have a discussion, Tom. What is going on in therapy? A therapy update, if you will. This is another Let's Get Stupid exclusive.
We need to know.
Well, the issue, I told you this before, the issue is I go every other week. So nothing changed for last week. So
it's not an exclusive. Shit, I got to take that down then.
Yeah, remember, buddy, every other week.
Dang it.
I was enjoying listening to last week's episode, and your voice message was riveting, Finn.
I told everybody it was riveting, and nobody believed me. Tom said it was not riveting at all.
It's like a regular message.
Well, I mean, my regular messages are very riveting, son. Yeah. Come on.
Deleted it right away.
Deleted it. My ass is still on there.
Delete.
Oh, God. So there is no update to be had.
What about, is she going to get on yet, or you haven't been able to speak to her about that either?
It's getting kind of personal.
I haven't talked to her.
All right.
No update. It'll be every other week.
Every other week. Well, so next week.
Work. Like if you're allowed to email or something like that.
No.
You know, she'll let me know when she knows. Okay. I'll talk in a couple days.
Trouble in paradise. Tom, are both you guys on phones right now?
Yeah. Jake's probably on her iPad.
What are you on, Jake?
I'm on my MacBook Pro.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it looks fucking good.
It should be.
Sounds good. I mean, it sounds good through my ears. I don't know how good it is on the audio part, but it sounds decent. You guys are just no headphones in, just talking normal?
Yep.
Well, we'll see how it turns out. So this weekend, what's going on this weekend besides Dan Bell's competing, right? Is that this weekend? He's over in Ireland. Is that this weekend?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I think Sunday. I don't know what day. He's 8 hours.
It's 8 hours ahead of us. Or something, maybe 6 hours ahead of us, 8 hours, something like that.
Six to eight, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So if it's Sunday at like 10, that means
it's 3 a.m.
for us.
Yeah, 3 a.m. So like Eastern time zones ahead, 1 hour ahead of us. What do you say?
I said I'll watch the highlights on Instagram.
Yeah, we'll watch highlights on Instagram. I mean, I already know who's going to win before it even started anyway.
Yeah, I still want to see how he does, though.
USA all the way. What else is going on this weekend? Anything?
Well, I love Dan's openers that he put in the spreadsheet. This goofy, you know, whoever's running the pre-stuff for the meet, they just sent a spreadsheet where, like, you can put your openers in and, you know, up until the last, you know, whatever the date is or the time is to cut off, you can put whatever you want. You can change it. So Dan put it in there like he's opening with over $1,000 on squat, you know, almost 900 deadlift, yeah. You know, just messing with everybody because they're going to go in there and look and they're going to be like, oh,
holy shit. Bell's and I'm going to have a 1,000-pound squat. I'm going to have to do 1,003.
Yep.
But I don't know why I think
you probably could, to be honest.
Eight competitors. You just text eight different guys. What's your opener?
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
Yep. And then the following week, I got a text message from Jacob Ross about to join. The following week, I'm going to Comic-Con.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to Comic-Con in French Lick, Alabama.
Why?
Or French Lick, Indiana. You guys didn't see that? A bunch of people are going there, a bunch of companies.
Comic-Con?
Or,
like comic books?
No. What is it? Some kind of con.
Home Gym Con?
That's it. Home Gym Con. I'm going to travel down there.
Oh.
Friday night and go do some kind of podcast for somebody else on Saturday that runs it, I guess. I don't know.
Are you setting a booth up?
No. No, I'm just going to hang out. I'm going to talk. Rep Fitness is going. I talked to them. I think Barefoot's going. A couple other companies are going to be there. Just going there to hang out, and that is it. Oh, you got to spend one day there. What's up?
How far is that?
It's a lot farther than I thought. When I agreed to go, I did not know it was that far. I looked it up, and it's like fucking 6 hours.
What?
5.5, I think it is. I thought it was closer to Indianapolis, and I know Indianapolis is 3.5 from my house. And possibly going very, very fast, 3 hours. And it's still a couple hours south of there. It's a hometown of Larry Bird. Massonomics guys I saw were going, and I almost went last year, but I was like, I don't even know what this thing is. So
what is it?
You know what? I still really don't know what it is. there is a lot of, I don't know, a lot of like gym, or like what do you call it? Not gym.
Like small companies for home gyms?
Yes,
like whatever companies that make home gyms.
Smaller, bigger. I mean, they're all there. Like Rogue's there, Rep Fitness is there, some company named Balls of Steel or something. I think there's like 100 companies. I don't know, 50 companies. Fuck, I think Matt Vincent's there. I was just looking at the thing yesterday.
Hmm.
I know Keith Honeycutt, a longtime listener also a big Massonomics listener. He went to the very first one, which I think was 2 years ago.
No, it was last year. Last year was the first
one. Last year the first one?
Yeah, I was going to go, and I was like, yeah, it's close to the Arnold. And I didn't even know anything about it. I still don't know much about it. I just know it's kind of big, a little big, and it's close. Close enough to go.
COVID changed, you know, the idea of a home gym. I mean, look at, you know, I mean, I think we were already into that just because of powerlifting. And you guys, you know, once you lost Barbell Central as an option,
yes,
you kind of had to figure it out. But for everyone else, I mean, myself included, I started my home gym when you know, we got locked down. So it's really smart marketing to market, you know, even for a company like Rogue, to have a line of, you know, equipment that's specifically geared towards home gym owners. And, you know, a lot of times, especially with companies like Rogue, the industrial stuff is 2 or 3x the cost of something that's like home gym quality. And for 99% of people, they just need the home gym quality stuff. So yeah, it's a really smart idea. We should have done it first.
Okay. I just looked it up. It's this guy has messaged me. It's called the Garage Gym Experiment. Last year, he sent me a message about if you had any interest in becoming an actual vendor, I want you to come. If not, I want you to blah, blah, blah. It's really cool to meet you this weekend, which is last year, probably at the Arnold, right? And then I never went. And then he sent me some stuff this year. And then he I was thinking about going this year, but just coming around, doing some content and shit. Then he sent me the Home Gym Con, where they're having it, I guess, is in a big venue, which is also a hotel and a bunch of other shit, but there was no rooms available. It's like completely booked. So I don't know what I'm going to end up doing. That was like a month ago or 5 weeks ago, whatever. It was, yeah, 4 weeks ago. So I'll probably be staying in my truck. I still do not have a room. But you know, that'd be good content too. You know, serve 24 hours inside the Huck Finn barbell truck, you know, I don't know, go to the home gym con, you know, get a case of beer, watch the NFL draft live in the truck, pass out. That's, I mean, it's a good weekend right there.
You should get the inflatable mattress for the back seat.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That
so it's flat instead of like an actual thing, and it carries your weight. Probably $40 at Amazon.
Yeah, I should get that because that in that back seat in those fucking Fords, that thing's huge, that cab is.
Yeah, cab is bad. I mean, you always just lift up the back seat and probably lay down, but it'd be way better on a $40 air mattress. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think maybe the first night I might do that is like, I think it'd be good content, but I don't think I could do that a second night. First night, I get there late, maybe just pass out somewhere. It's fine. Second night, I'm going to need a hotel room because I'm going to be drinking and stuff. I can't be sleeping in my truck. I'll get a DUI sleeping in it. Not driving it, but sleeping in it. Guy comes up to me and I had, you know, 15, 20 beers, and I'm sleeping in my truck. I said, wait, what the fuck is going on here? I said, I'm just at home gym con, man. I had nowhere else to sleep. I was going to go to Larry Bird's house. They didn't let me fucking in.
Unreal.
You can shack up with Keith Honeycutt. He won't care.
Yeah, I'm sure they got room. I'll get a hold of those guys.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, doesn't Dan Bell utilize one of those blow-up mattress truck things?
That's only to have sex with.
That's a sex.
Yeah. That's for his erection.
Yeah. I'm not sure that's rated for him. I'm just...
I know what. 415 pounds. Inflatable. What'd you say?
It's a pad. It's not inflatable. His.
This is a pad?
Yeah, because I'm like, how the fuck that air mattress hold you? He goes, it's not an air mattress.
Yeah, when I was thinking that, dude, I'm like, dude, it's like throwing a refrigerator and shaking it up and down on top of an air mattress. There's no way that's fucking going to hold. Yeah, fucking everywhere.
A fucking life raft back there.
Yeah, right.
Hold the cord.
Oh, God. I need the damn bell laugh right there. Where's that button at, man? Yeah, fucking shit.
Well, yeah, I think economics guys, too. They owe you one after that t-shirt.
Well, they do owe me big time. Big time. Oh, you mean the new t-shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about their light t-shirt that they stole me from me originally.
No, I went over that. The new one, you're supporting them. You're going after that terrible company that's trying to steal all their ideas.
Yeah. Did you see that video when I was at the Arnold and we ripped the fucking Tango Charlie shirt off that guy? But we didn't only rip that one off. I ripped like seven off, including mine as well. I don't even know what we ended up with. I think it was a Live Large t-shirt at the end we left him with. That was fucking hilarious. Yep. No, that was the Massonomics guys. They'll be there. Maybe they'll let me sleep in their vehicle too, you know. Maybe we can double bunk, you know. Two trucks together could make a hell of a hotel room. Maybe butt up the truck beds, right? The beds of it, open the tailgates.
Oh yeah.
That'd be nice, dude. It's supposed to be kind of warm, I think. I mean, it's pretty far south.
It's got to be 5 hours.
Mm-hmm. Got to be almost to Texas by then. What?
Yeah. You're right there, dude.
I would say at least, well, I can even get to Texas in 11 hours.
Don't throw.
Fucking Jacob Ross and that fucking Indian of his, he'd probably get there in 9 hours.
If I wanted to, I could. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Finn, and hit the banner. The Let's Get Stupid exclusive.
Oh, are you serious? We have another exclusive? Callus, hit the music, would you?
You're hearing it first here.
Awesome.
I have traded in the Indian and switched to Harley.
Come on, dude. Are you fucking kidding us?
No, I'm not.
What? Why?
I've been waiting for Harley to update their bikes. You know, success breeds complacency. They haven't touched their bikes in about 12, 13 years, and they finally updated because Indian's been pushing them. And had a lot of good equity in my bike and switched back to Harley.
Talk about a fucking exclusive. I would have never guessed you traded a vehicle in.
Every time I bring up bikes, you're saying it's got to be an Indian. Fuck, real first American bike.
Yep.
Oh my God, this guy's never going to get off Indian's dick.
Nope.
But here you are. Immediately, get rid of this piece of shit.
Did you say he was on an Indian's dick? Keith Honeycutt, if you're listening, can you edit that part out? Just he rides Indian's dicks.
I can't open. I'm afraid I'm going to lose the thing if I open anything.
Well, Finn can look at it though. I sent a picture of the bike.
Oh my!
Live God. On air. That is the new hog that I'm riding.
Where'd you go?
Just St. Charles, the Harley one, not far from me.
Nice.
Jesus.
Roy. Because it's the same company that owns all of them. It's called Windy City. It's a conglomerate. They own, I think.
What color is it? It looks kind of, I can't tell. Is that maroon?
It's called Copperhead. It kind of depends on the light.
It's burgundy
or copper. It's really cool. Really
Ron
cool.
Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy. San Diego. A whale's vagina.
Ross, I can't believe you got rid of that Indian, man. That Indian was awesome.
It was. But, you know, I mean, it was a touring bike. I wanted to switch back to a bagger style. Like I said, the Harley, this is a very nice motorcycle, very nice machine. You know, pros and cons of both. We can do another episode about that. But so far, I'm liking it. Now, I did ride that bike. I bought it last year.
Yep.
Go on. I rode it almost 7,000 miles in a year. And think about, you can't ride for at least 3 months here in Illinois. And I was gone for 8 weeks for the Basketball World Cup and Africa last year. So that's pretty solid amount of riding. I actually utilize my motorcycles. They don't just sit there.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, now what does your wife think about this?
Same thing. She doesn't care.
It doesn't matter what she thinks. It doesn't matter what she thinks. Okay, well, let's move on to WrestleMania, boys. Did you guys both watch WrestleMania this past weekend?
No. It was the Masters.
I'm just kidding. WrestleMania was 2 weeks ago. You were watching the Masters? Masturbator. I don't watch no Masters. The only Masters I ever watched was Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, I really didn't want to. We got invited to a Masters party.
Oh, don't tell me. The Swingers House. God, man. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what was going on? Everybody wearing those fucking weird pants, have big asses and shit?
No, they were all just like yelling at the TV. And I'm like, yeah, this ain't for me. So I just went outside and talked to all the women.
Oh, my God. Listen, golf is so boring. I mean, just to play golf is very boring.
Yeah, playing golf.
Watch golf is, I can't even imagine people watching golf. And I've watched it here or there, you know. Tiger Woods was a couple years ago. He came back or something, did something. But to watch golf like that, there's no way in fuck, man. I don't know how somebody does it.
Well, it's fun to play. It's fun to watch. And I'm like,
No.
Like, no, it's not.
Watching golf is like watching paint dry. I mean, it's like watching somebody bowl or play darts, you know. It's not a sport. I don't think it is. It's a pastime. It's like a, well, I guess it's a game, but it's, to me, it's not like a, I don't know, Ross. You think golf, to me, golf's like bowling.
Well, no, say it, so to me, there's a difference between a sport and a game, in my opinion.
Yep.
So, like, a game would be something like golf or bowling or poker. I mean, you know, people who do it, they're going to say it's a sport.
I mean, it takes skill, obviously.
Sure. Yeah, of course it takes skill, and you can make good money at it, but that doesn't mean that it's a sport.
Yeah.
To me, that requires some element of team. It requires some element of working against other people. I mean, like golf, it's just you against you. I mean, yeah, there's other people out there, but you can't, you know,
right.
play defense against somebody
no.
or influence their shot or talk. No. You can't even talk smack to them. That's like against the code. So
that's so stupid too.
It's not a sport. It's just a game, which is good. Hey, you make money playing it. Shoot, I want my kids to play golf. I mean, they can go make.
Oh, agreed. I mean, it's a very easy sport to play. You're not going to get hurt. Look at John Daly. Fuck.
I got some friends who they have daughters, and they've got them playing golf because the NIL money right now in college for female golfers is crazy money. Some of these girls are making $100,000 a year playing golf in college.
Man, I forgot about that NIL money now. Yeah. Well, speaking of that NIL money, you saw obviously all that women's basketball, Caitlin Clark stuff, right, Ross? Yeah. Especially. Okay, Kels too. Yeah. So that was like a big thing, like. Basketball, NBA basketball has gone downhill, I think, in the last 15 years, for sure. The ratings are way down. I mean, compared to what it was in like the 90s, right? 80s, 90s. I mean, it was big. Basketball is a big deal. They made a lot of money. I mean, now basketball, NBA basketball is not watched that much at all. For to have a women's basketball game outwatched them. For what, four years ago, an NBA Finals game had that many views, right? They said something. 2019 was the last time an NBA game had the number of views as a women's college game. To me, that's basketball has gone downhill like a motherfucker. And people want to know, though, also, why is Caitlin Clark making like $300,000 in a four-year contract? We know that reason, right? I'll tell you right now. I know Ross does.
I for sure. Yeah, no, I know. And it's something that, you know, talking to some other NBA folks over the years, it's been debated. And I heard a WNBA player once, because South Sudan actually has a lot of WNBA players, because it's not just the men that are tall, it's the women. We had someone drafted, I say we, like as in South Sudan.
This is our resident expert of South Sudan and the NBA.
That's right. Go on. And, but, you know, basically the WNBA player that I spoke to a few years ago, the way she put it was best. She said, if you have a problem with what we're getting paid, then you could only voice that opinion if you're showing up to most games, you know, every player on the roster, front to back, you know, their stats, you're buying jerseys and you're in the stand. She's like, when I was playing, I look up and there might be 1,000 people in the stadium. And she's
bam,
like,
you hit the nail on the head right there.
Well, she's like, if you're going to complain, then support it.
Money talks. If people are watching the game, there's more money for the game.
Correct. It's a professional sport. Yes. It's not amateur. It's not let's pat you on the back. It's a money-driven sport.
Just like football. Why do you think football is so much fucking money in football now?
100%.
Because everybody watches football. Everybody goes to football games. That's where all the money's at.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say one thing, though, just to make sure we're fact-checking here. The NBA actually had their highest attendance ever this last season for ticket sales.
Are you kidding me?
No, real? The sport is actually growing. But I agree with you in the sense that it's gone downhill because they've changed the rules so much to be just offense.
Yes.
You know, Luol talks a lot about when you have this Jordan versus LeBron debate, which I don't think is a debate, but you have this younger generation who never saw Jordan. But something Lou says that nobody thinks about is, I think on average, compared to when Jordan played, there's like 27 more possessions per game now. because you used to have to run plays and you know all that. Now you can just go down and jack up a three, and it's like, hey, good job, buddy.
There's no defense at all.
Right. So
defense to me was half the fun of watching the game, like watching Rodman play. I mean, that guy is awesome defensively, rebounding. I mean, you watch it for that shit. You don't have Jordan, guys like that anymore.
People forget Jordan won
defensive player of the year several times.
And defensive player of the year in the same year. And so, you know, LeBron's never done that. And again, LeBron's a great player, but he's not Jordan. But imagine Jordan had a season where he averaged like 41 or 42 points a game, right? Could you imagine giving him an extra 12 or 14 possessions?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy would have averaged 50-something. And imagine all the fouls, you know, he could have gotten that he didn't get. That's free throws. He might have averaged 55 or 60. I mean, it's not even a comparison. You put LeBron in that era, he's still very good, but it's a harder game for him. You put Jordan in today's era, it's an easier game for him. He's better.
Bingo. That's why he's our resident expert. He hit the nail right on the head.
Yep.
I agree totally, 100% with everything he said. And then the same thing with baseball. I think baseball has also gone downhill, largely due to the fact that they took away everything from baseball, right? There is no hardly, well, now they got Shohei and all this, but the balls are not as juiced and the players are not as juiced. When the baseball bats aren't juiced. Nothing is no cork bats, no nothing. You know, was it 92 or 94? Whenever they had that strike in baseball, was dead. I mean, nobody watched baseball. My grandpa never watched baseball again until he died. Never watched it again for, I don't know what he lived to, another 14 years or something. Never watched baseball due to the fact that these guys went on strike, right? And baseball did not come back until 1998 when Sosa and McGuire both were juiced out of their mind. Everybody knew it, including the commissioner. And not only they were, but the whole – that all the pitchers were, 90% of the motherfuckers playing were. Baseball was insane. Nobody, you couldn't miss an at bat that year. That summer, craziness, pure craziness. And they brought the game back, and now they look at them guys like they are the bad guys. They are not the bad guys. They brought baseball back. They made that those guys so many millions and millions and millions of dollars, and now they're treated like shit. Resident basketball expert, what do you think about that?
I don't know if you saw. Well, you're probably talking to Tom. Sorry, I'll wait.
I mean, resident baseball expert. Yeah, that's Tom. Go ahead. Go on, Tommy. Tommy, what do you think?
Pass.
I'm going to phone a friend.
I'm sure you saw the, you know, they increased the, or they did the sped up the pitch count clock this year.
Yeah.
And there's been like 17 or 18 pitchers who've had elbow tendonitis or an injury and they're not able to pitch. And the players' union's now blaming the sped-up pitch clock because they lost 10 or 15 seconds to, you know, rub the ball and all this other stuff. And I train pitchers. I train, gosh, probably 5 or 6 MLB pitchers. And the thing that I noticed, the mentality of a lot of those guys is they're, like, treated themselves like they're glass or something, like they're fragile. And I'm like, you're – like, I had a guy who – and I won't go into names, but he had actually broken his back throwing a baseball.
Rod Beck.
No, it was a different guy, but
yeah, he would break his back. He's tough as nails.
He's a very good pitcher, and he in this is gosh, like 2011, 2012. Chris Sale. Actually broke his back throwing a baseball, and he was with the Diamondbacks at the time. They couldn't rehab him, so he came to EFT, and I got a hold of him. And the first thing I said was, you know, your problem is you're weak. He said, "Well, I got to throw a baseball." I said, "Think about the amount of physics." Or think about physics and the force that you're putting on your spine and elbow when you throw a baseball 100 miles an hour. Do you think that's easy for your body to do, you know, over and over and over and over and over? Like, no, it's not. Like, you have to train your body to be ready for that. So I got him up to trap bar deadlifting like 550. And then my rule was he had to be able to do 5 sets of 20 pull-ups for me to, like, clear him. And he's like, well, I can't do a pull-up. I said, why can't you do a pull-up? Well, that it'll hurt my elbow. Are you kidding me? How is that going to hurt your elbow? Again, you throw a baseball 90 or 100 miles an hour over and over. That's already hurt your elbow. You think doing a stupid pull-up is going to hurt your elbow, you big sissy? And so, like, I think a lot of those pitchers, like, their mentality is like they're like glass. And I'm like, it's like football. You got to train for that. If you're going to put your body through it, you got to train for it.
Yeah, just like I've always told guys that are, you know, getting prepared for a big weekend of drinking, you can't just go into the weekend and think you're going to drink 24 beers. You got to prep that liver. You got to prep the mind, the body, the spirit, man. you're going to have to do, you know, several rounds of, you know, maybe 6, 8, 10 beers a night going into something like that. If you don't, you're in for a rude awakening. You're going to get to that fucking event and you're going to die out early and you're going to look like an asshole.
Well, and it's why I eat one Taco Bell meal a week. Keeps my stomach right.
That is also true. I also heard that from the Big Boss Man. He taught me that a long time ago. You go to Taco Bell, you're preparing to get drunk. You order 24 tacos. You order those at 3 p.m. Then you go home, you put them in the microwave. Guess what? You get drunk. You don't even know where they went. You go to the microwave 2 a.m. You're hungry and fuck. And then boom, pot of gold in there. 24 tacos you never even knew you had. Just imagine the feeling. It's like a kid on Christmas morning.
What a strategy. These are things I've never planned for, but apparently I should.
Exactly, man. I mean, you know, some of these guys, they can teach us a lot of things as well. I know we can teach them a lot about dieting and working out and, you know, all kinds of shit like that. But these guys also have qualities that they can teach us. You know, you got to take the good with the bad.
That's true.
I know Tommy's been butt-fucking both Jack's pizzas, right? And then melting them together and making love in the oven, right? That's also another good one.
Yeah. Well, I got to lose one. I can't do that anymore.
Oh, no. You serious?
Yeah, pool's opening soon, brother.
I know it. That's what I started 2 weeks ago, bud. I've been slowly bringing my shit down as well. I will have a 24-pack by June 1st. We're all going to look like Jacob Ross. I mean, excuse me, Rob Gronkowski.
Well, if you want another Let's Get Stupid exclusive.
Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on. Let's put that on the screen, please. Go ahead.
You heard it here first. I'm going to get my first tattoo May 8th so I can be like you guys.
Bullshit. Don't tell me. It's a tattoo of an Indian motorcycle.
Nope. What is it? I changed those too much. I can't do any automotive brands of any kind.
Roy Orbison on your ass.
For sure not.
Damn it. Kelsey, you got any guesses?
I know what it is.
So, how do you know what it is?
Well, I talk to Jacob every once in a while.
He confided in you with his tattoo. This isn't that much of an exclusive, but go ahead. Spit it out.
No, I'm going to get on my hand. I'm going to get
a hand tattoo for your first tattoo.
What I said.
Come on, dude. No way. What do you say he's getting?
I'm going to get a skeleton hand. And then right here, I have this custom thing designed already. It's on a motorcycle jacket. It's a skull praying, and it says redeemed. So I'm going to get that on my hand. That's going to be my first tattoo.
Now, what does this represent? I mean, it's got to represent something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we can get into it. It's not necessarily funny, but
definitely exclusive. Don't laugh at this, Tommy.
You know,
funny. He's laughing at you.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, my dad. I mean, everybody who's listened to this since day one. You know that my first episode on here, my dad had just passed away from Alzheimer's. That was in April of 2020.
This is getting not funny at all.
Not funny at all. But he's the reason why I lifted. We've talked about that before. He's the reason why I lifted. And so for me, it's you know, he was completely healthy, happy, and fine at 52, 53 years old. And then a couple years later, he's diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And then 8 years later, he's dead. So for me, I just want to remember that. Like death is like right there. It's not far away. Like it's easy to get caught up in all this stuff and my cool sunglasses or whatever. But like your bones are like you're a half step away sometimes from being there.
Oh, yeah.
And like live your life in such a way that you're okay with that coming. If it comes, like no problem. You don't want to live your life in such a way that if you feel that coming. And remember, I almost died in January of 2022 with that heart thing. So like I don't want to live my life that like when I was laying there in the hospital and my lungs were freaking deflated and they're putting a tube in my chest, I don't want to be like, damn it, I wish I would have, you know, leaned over a waterfall in Victoria Falls. I wish I would have tried to squat 700. I wish I would have gotten a tattoo. Like
I like how he wishes he squatted 700 in there. I wish I would have squatted 700, damn it.
You know, like I don't want to be thinking about that stuff. I want to be reminded that if you have opportunities, take them. Like get it done. Do it. So that's why.
Yeah, life's short, man. One minute you're eating a fucking hot dog, you know, and the next minute you're fucking dead meat. You know? So the guy from Dumb and Dumber always said.
Good insight, Finn.
Well then I'm gonna get something on my chest, like a cow maybe or some horns, you know.
What? So. That's what I thought you were gonna tell us. No, I already got that lined up. We're doing that next weekend live inside of Comic-Con. where I'll be in French Lick, Indiana.
Massonomics is going to do the tattoo?
Yes, Tanner and Tommy will both be performing the tattoo on me as I'm going 100 miles an hour in a side-by-side. Should come out pretty good. The guy's never done a tattoo in his life, but he said he is a great artist.
You'll have one T on one pec, one T on the other pec.
Yep. Perfect. Oh yeah.
Well, I think those South Dakota guys, they know how to tattoo. They know how to change oil, they know how to farm, they know how to lift weights, and they know how to tattoo.
Yeah.
And they know how to drink LaCroix.
That is very true. That is very true. They also when they lift together, they lift in a very, I don't know what you'd call it nowadays, a homosexual way. Right. Where they lift facing each other a lot. I don't see a lot of guys doing that. I trained with Tom Callis a lot in my lifetime, and we never trained eye to eye. We didn't look in each other's eyes as we lifted weights the way Massonomics will do that. Like where they'll deadlift and the one guy will squat and they'll be looking at each other like this way as they do it together. I never understood something like that, but maybe their testosterone gets risen, as they stare in each other's eyes and lift at the same time. I don't know. We should try it someday, I guess.
Yeah, don't knock until you try it. Synchronized edging.
No. We are not going to go that far, brother. Now, that's crossing the line. I might lift weights with a guy, but we're not synchronized edging. Now, my testosterone will not go up from that. I guess, me and Kelsey have done some pretty weird lifts together, though, too. That was one time you were on my back as we were lifting, I remember, one time in the shed, right? One time I was on your shoulders, right? You remember that? That was out in the backyard.
Yep.
You were squatting. That was kind of weird. I'm trying to think of anything else that was real weird. Those are the two times we were touching each other, I think. look at this guy with his Bucky's cup. My God.
Almost spit water out of my nose.
Let me get this exclusive off the screen here. Okay. Ah, shit. I can't put that there, huh? Stand him right here.
Yep, that's sorry. It?
Yep. Oh, sorry, Karen. I broke your computer. What else is going on, boys? Anything good? We got to get back to reality here, and I get back to work pretty soon.
Yeah.
Got a long morning.
Yeah. Just next week, I have an update on the gym.
Oh, hold on. Next week, you have an update on the gym. And come on.
Therapy.
Oh yeah, that's a big one. Go on.
My buddy might be on too. I gotta see if he can come out next week.
Possibly a buddy on, definitely a therapy update, definitely a gym update, and all of us live in studio once again together.
Yep.
And Cadbury cream eggs.
And cream eggs and cream pies. Yes.
Perfect.
Everyone Hold gets on. A cream pie next week.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah,
I know that a good friend of mine listens to the show a lot. He goes by the name of Cowboy Cam. Cam, I hate to break it to you, but we're going to have a long talk tomorrow about charging you for coming here, training, for one. For two, I don't know. You guys always train on Friday nights, right?
Forever,
right? I'm going to have to change bench night for 8 weeks. Cam is going to shit. I can already tell.
Where's the exclusive?
Oh, hold on. Oh, shit. Fuck. Yeah, you're right. It's not official yet, but I've given a lot of thought.
That's a lot of thinking, Tommy.
The only day that I don't come home till 8:30, I mean, after today or next week, today, I still came home at what, 7:30, right? It's going to be more like 8:30, 9 o'clock after that every day except for Friday and Sunday. So I'm going to think about moving my bench night to Friday because I have nothing on Friday. That's an exclusive right here. And the only thing that's going to be bad is he won't be able to come. And I didn't think of that until that next week because he hasn't been here in 3 weeks. And I was talking about it last week. Last year I came home and they just gave me some spots and did all my accessory work by myself. But this year the girls are older and the game starts a little bit later. So I don't think I'll be home till fucking close to 9 o'clock. I don't want to start training at 9 o'clock for the next 2 months.
Right.
And then work out by myself till like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. When I know I can bench the next night, Friday, do the same thing. 6 o'clock bench night, just like Thursday night. Cam's going to be pissed. So I wanted to break it on here first so he hears it here first so he's not going to go nuts tomorrow in the house. He might storm out of here. I don't know. We'll have a big update on that too as well next week.
That's good.
Well, there's right, only Tommy. One thing to do. You got to come bench your calluses for the next 2 months.
When's that?
Thursday night, bench night in America, brother.
Friday night's not bench night.
Yeah, you bench, he squats. Cam does both.
Yeah, that is, Cam does both. Well, you know, he's going to have to squat first. You know, that's the order.
Actually, you know what? We can do like you do with the baby. You know, you put the two parents on either side of the room. You put the baby in the middle.
Yeah, wherever he goes. Yeah, 1 week he'll come bench. Next week he'll come squat.
Perfect.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about Cam. Have you heard anything, Tommy? He's still getting married. Everything's good?
Yeah, I talked to him on the phone today.
So he's getting married. I know he's on vacation.
Yeah.
Last week or right – then he had to pick his mom up or something, I guess, last Thursday.
Right.
Oh, that's an exclusive right there as well. I better put that on the screen. Cam picked his mom up. That's a let's get stupid exclusive. Da-da-da-da. And the wedding is still on, correct?
Correct.
And I'm wearing no shirt and you're wearing no pants? And we're both officiating?
Correct. Jacob on guitar.
Oh, is that why you're learning the piano, Tommy?
Yes.
I knew it. I saw you playing that piano. I'm like, dude, there's something going on. He's not just playing the piano for fun. Nobody does something like that. He is learning it to play it at Cam's wedding. When he comes down the aisle, whatever they do, here comes the bride, right?
Yep.
I knew it, man. That is a good friend right there.
Yeah, good friend. We'll be doing interpretive dance.
What?
Oh, yeah. We confirmed.
Dressed as Rob Gronkowski?
Yeah.
God damn. What a wedding this is going to be, man. It's going to be the wedding of the century.
Oh, yeah.
We should live stream it.
You know what else is going on that same day, by the way?
This
is another Let's Get Stupid exclusive.
Well, let me put it on there. Oh, it's already up there. Go ahead. Oh, I took it down. Let me put it back up.
There is a taco and tequila festival in Geneva, Illinois, the same day.
Oh, geez. We better break it. We can't go to the wedding.
Little John's going to be there.
What?
Geneva, Illinois.
He is? Yes. Oh, my God. You know, we definitely can't make it now. We're definitely going to that. That overrides it. You got to go see Little John.
I think we should just move the wedding there.
We either go see Little John or we go to Little Jim's Country Tavern, one or the other.
Same thing.
Yeah, right?
Can you imagine Little John in Geneva, Illinois? I can't. I can't see it. Can't see it.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of moms there, I bet.
Sounds awful.
A lot of Geneva moms will be there. It'd be a good day to go pick up a good mom if you're looking for something like that. It's another Let's Get Stupid exclusive for the gentlemen out there that are looking for moms. Geneva, Illinois. What's the date? September something?
Yeah, whatever Cam's wedding is.
Sometime in September, look it up. Geneva IL. After that, you go to Lamplighter.
There you go. That's where we're going to be.
What's that noise? Somebody telling you to go home? Sounded like your wife or something there. Nope, Jacob, it's time to go. Let's go. Come on. Say goodnight to your friends. All right, Tommy, wrap this sumbitch up. We'll see you next week.
GeneralLeatherCraft.com, Matt Hayden at Pine Arrow, Scruffin, Instagram, go there for you a little bit. Need SubZeroColdPlunge.com, SubZeroPlunge.com.
Hold on, you're going too fast, man. I can't put them all up there. There it is.
Hold on.
Plunge needs.
We got to stop on that one just because guess who slid in the old Instagram DMs?
Let me guess. That girl at the Big Hooters from the Arnold.
No. A little a guy named Tim Callis.
I know him.
And he sent me a picture of a guy named Taco, who is Taco from South Sudan and played on one of the first national teams that I was in a tournament in.
What? His name is Taco?
His name is Taco, T-A-K-O. I love Taco. He's a great guy. I have no idea how Tim and Taco from South Sudan are together at a bar somewhere, and they talked enough to figure out that I'm the mutual connection.
Isn't that weird? That's Tim did the same shit to me. Like, he knew some guy I met like 15 years ago at the fucking Country Thunder. Same type of situation. Like, how would he run into this guy?
I could not believe it. Honestly, I could not.
And a guy from South Sudan, too.
Yeah. It's insane. And they're like best friends in the picture. Like, hey, like, how does that even happen? How do you get to a point where you meet somebody like that? And then you talk long enough to figure out that Jacob Ross is the same. You both know the same guy. Like, it makes no sense at all.
I think Tim's just down there bragging. He knows guys, Huck Finn and Jacob Ross all the time. Until he runs into a guy, he's like, oh, yeah, I know that guy too. Yeah, Huck Finn, Jacob Ross, I know those guys. They're my friends.
Yeah, one night he threw it with my old nanny.
What? Say it again, Tommy. You broke up.
He said one night he sent me a picture with a nanny we had like 3-4 years ago. Arm around her.
Found in Texas?
Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing with Sam? Okay. That was random.
He's having a wild time down there. Selling cold plunges and hot tubs and saunas.
3-4 weeks?
What's that?
Said I'll be there in 3 or 4 weeks.
You're going to... Oh, Tom, do you go on vacation every week now? This has got to be something your fucking... Your counselor's telling you to do. I've never seen you take these many trips in my damn life.
Yeah, she said go visit your brother in Austin and party. Okay.
How would you be? You went on like 4 trips in the last 3 months.
2 in the last 5.
2?
Aruba, Dan Bell.
You're way off, buddy. Aruba, Dan Bell, Austin. That's 3, right?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't gone yet, but yeah.
Didn't you go somewhere else too?
No.
I thought you just went somewhere else.
Well,
3 trips in the last 5 months. That's a lot of trips, bud.
You're going to GymCon.
Listen, those aren't trips, though. Those are for business.
And you went on a vacation.
Say it again?
You went on vacation the day before the meet. You went to the Arnold.
Went on vacation the day before the meet? No. I went to a work outing, which is the Arnold where I made money at. Had to go to that, right? Vacation. That doesn't count as vacation. To me, that's fucking work, right? That's a lot of work, actually.
Just drank and hung out while everybody else.
Your liver was working really hard.
Everything, dude. I got to sell shit there, man. I mean, one day, it's okay. But 3 days, 4 days, then 5 days, that's bad. Number 2.
You had the hardest working liver in Columbus, Ohio.
He's got that right. I had to train for that as well. That was a business trip. Number 2, the trip was to my mother-in-law's house, which I have to go to. That's not a trip. We didn't leave her property. That would like me just to me, it's just like going next door and staying a weekend with your mother-in-law. That's not a trip.
That's a vacation. That's 2.
That is not a vacation, dude. 3, I'm going to French Lick, Indiana for 1 day for business.
Sounds like a day and a half to me.
Not a day and a half. That is a business trip.
Vacation.
Now, vacation is laying on the beach, not enjoying it. That's a vacation. Going to Dan Bell's house, hanging out at bars. Not enjoying it. That's also vacation. Now going to see your brother. Hard telling what's going to happen down there. Now that's going to be a good vacation.
Yeah, that'll be good.
3 vacations. Fuck, one was a set of swingers. I'm sure that was a good time. And that's 3 vacations in 4 months, Tommy. 5 months? That's a lot of it. That's more vacations than Jacob Ross has had cars in that amount of time. That's a lot.
No, he got a truck, replaced an SUV, replaced a bike.
Yeah, about the same.
Quicker time than I went on vacation.
About the same, man. I just thought you were more of a businessman. You're burying your head into your work, and now you're on vacation all the time, man. You're gonna lose. You're gonna get behind. You can't be doing this, Tommy.
Yeah, I'll be fine. Thanks for that, though, Finn.
You never did that before.
Yeah, doing better than ever now, too.
I've got a feeling somebody's in your ear, and it sounds like a female counselor.
Nope. I mean, look at me and Jake are going to open a failing gym. That plus lose a bunch of money.
Well, you're going on vacation. I mean, you can't be opening a gym up on vacation, buddy.
Yeah, because once you open a gym, you can't go anywhere.
Well, that's what the experts say. I'm not an expert. That's just what I hear. Surge New Levels has never taken a vacation in 7 years. He's got a good gym going.
He does. He's got a great gym. But ours is not going to be Surge's. Ours is going to be Tom and Jacob's.
Yeah, what's the name of this gym going to be also?
TJ's.
TJ's?
Tom and Jacob.
It is going to be called TJ. What, TJ's? Jacob, do you have any say in this?
I'm just glad his name.
Hold on. This got to be an exclusive. Hold on. All right, go ahead.
I'm just glad his name's not Brandon, because BJ's would not be a good name.
Ooh, that would be a bad name.
Yeah. We'll probably do, I don't know, probably Be Better Barbell. Triple B.
LeVar Ball gave it up because his company failed, so we can take that brand right over.
There we go.
Big Baller Brand.
The Big Baller Brand. Yeah, all right, Tom, wrap this up. All right, let's go. What do we got here?
I already did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you did Pioneer and Sub-Zero, and I stopped you.
Yeah. If you're interested in the gym that me and Jacob will know more by tomorrow, DM us. Let us know if you're interested. We'll probably be doing, if this goes through, we'll talk about doing membership deals. You sign up first. Help us out. Help get the gym started. Help get out on the right foot. Make sure there's memberships there. Check out Official Be Better Brand for all your training. New designs coming. Well, I guess they came tonight, but we'll roll them out to you guys as we see fit. And go to Nikki for all your nutrition. We'll be doing a podcast there next week. Get more information on your nutrition. Check out Be Better Podcast. Check out HFB Supplements, which might be able to get down at the gym if we open one. We'll be selling those there, of course, and also his new shirts. Feelings Are for Genitals. Is that the new one?
That's coming soon, bud. It's not out yet.
I saw it. It was at the banner at the bottom, so I figured it was out.
No. That shirt is not out yet. That's down the line, that shirt, and a couple other ones we made the other day. The only new shirt out is a logo tee, and the Lift Heavy Lick Pussy shirt is also out.
Fun for the whole family.
Exactly. Yeah, that's about it.
All right.
Jacob, you got anything to say, bud? You frozen over there? What do you say?
I'm all out. I have no words to say. I don't know what to say, my friends.
All right, we'll see you next weekend. Big updates next weekend. Stay tuned. Okay, bye.
Shut up, Garen.